SBS Radio.
Nasser is a Vanuatu term for meeting place, and yarning is a common practice of tok-tok, talking, amongst Indigenous peoples. It's also a title of an event that will happen on January 26 in Sydney, Nasara Yarning Australia Day 2022. Supported by Australia Day Council and presented by Australian South Sea Islanders. And we are talking to Imelda Davis, who will tell us more about what and where it's happening. Hello, Imelda. Can you please introduce yourself?
I'm the chair of Australian South Sea Islanders Port Jackson, but I'm also the newly appointed councillor to Team Clover for the City of Sydney.
Thank you, Imelda. Thank you for joining us on NITV Radio today.
Thank you so much for having me.
And can I please ask you also about who your mob is?
I am second generation Australian South Sea Islander, Aboriginal Torres Strait and Caribbean descent.
Thank you very much. So I know we've got you in a very busy time because the big event is happening on January 26th and it's a Nasara Yarning Australia Day 2022. So what is happening?
Okay, so the Nasara is a Vanuatu word for meeting place, and the yarning is something that, you know, we do as Indigenous peoples. And I thought, given the history of Australia, in that Australian South Sea Islanders, descendants of some 60-odd thousand Melanesian labourers and men in particular that were brought here, and we have that evident kinship with our Aboriginal, Torres Strait and Australian South Sea Islander communities, I thought the title and our board, the Nasara Yarning, would be appropriate in bringing together conversations on this very important day to reflect and respect, obviously, and celebrate the resilience of our peoples as a unified community. So on that day, we're going to be opening, obviously, with respect to traditional owners and First Nations people. We have a number of speakers coming in from the Pacific also to speak about climate change. We have Australian South Sea Islander performers coming from Tweed Heads and also Tongan and reggae band to finish it all off with, as well as Caribbean hip-hop and Samoan soul. So it's going to be quite a diverse representation of Indigenous peoples, but also sharing stories of, you know, the challenges that are happening for our communities, which is a focal point for Australia in that we are severely marginalised. And just sharing political agendas as well as celebrating our survival.
And there will be also Black History Yarning. So what's that?
Nasara Yarning is exactly that. It's the coming together. So Nasara is the meeting place and the yarning is the conversations that we have, as in one talks. Yeah, one talks meaning brethren or brothers, sisters, kinship. So we'll be talking about our diverse stories that exist within our First Nations, Australian South Sea Islander communities.
And who can come to the event?
Anybody can come to the event because it's an Australia Day or Survival Day event, and there'll be many events across Sydney, but anyone's welcome. So they just have to log on and register. So www.a for Apple, S for Sam, S for Sam, I for India, P for Peter, J for Jack, .com.au. And go to news and events and you can register to attend the festival. And it'll be a COVID-safe managed event supported by the Australia Day Council.
And my very last question, can you please tell us exactly where and at what time is the event happening?
Absolutely. The event starts 1 p.m. sharp at Pirama Park, P-I-R-R-A-M-A Park, Piermont on Pirama Road, which is really at the end of Harris Street in the city. So if you come down from George Street onto Harris Street, and it'll go from 1 until 6 p.m.
Perfect. Thank you so much. That was Imelda Davis, who is one of the organisers of the Nasara Yarning Australia Day 2022.
Thank you so much.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.